Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Thank you so much for waking up and getting up on this beautiful Sunday morning. My name is Michael Van Tol. Thanks for joining us for the Michael Van Tol Show. The Michael Van Tol Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And as you may know, she will be on with in about 30 minutes. So hang in there. Missionary Humphrey is going to be joining us in 30 minutes. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First of all, Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care activist, our political analyst here on the show. Good morning, Henrietta. Oh, there she goes. Let me connect her back.
Good morning. Oh,
okay, great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just in time.
Just in time.
Yes, yes. So thank you so much. Also, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker and podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and good morning, Detroit.
And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, that young preacher, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Chaplain Cathy, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike. Shout out to the missionary. Hello to the wonderful team that I hope don't cut me some slack today. And hello to Detroit.
Yes, thank you so much. And the team is here, energetic, up, ready to go. Let me just mention a few people. Like I said, Missionary Humphrey's coming up in about 25 minutes. And the Sunday morning team is here. And we're going to be talking. We got news and weather coming up also. This morning, so stay tuned for that, the latest news. Let me mention a few people. Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, he is one of the top 100 black national lawyers, one of the top 100 trial lawyers, one of the top 10 personal injury lawyers, winners of many awards, been in business for over 25 years. He cares, he fights, he's sincere. And concerned about what you're dealing with. He is the warrior lawyer. Number for attorney Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey or the Michael Van Tol Show, call me at 248-516-8300 to get you on. 248-516-8300. All right. If you want to join the fight against blood cancers, visit LLS.org. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is doing a lot to fight these diseases. And in order to fight it, we need help. LLS.org. Just go to that website and you will get all the additional information. Save this date, Franklin Wright's largest annual fundraiser, Friday, December 9th at MGM Grand, Black Tie Affair to benefit Pathways to Hope. For more information on this specific event, the Spirit of Giving event, call 313-405-0952. All right. When we come back, the latest in news and weather, right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
It's a member of the Real
Team.
We find them and fix them and flip them.
Got them dripping with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, it's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we're back. My name is Michael Van Tool. Here's the latest in the news this morning from ESPN. Boston Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck says that the suspension of coach Ime Udoka was the result of a month-long investigation. The Celtics organization suspended Coach Udoka for the entire 22-23 NBA season after an investigation from an independent law firm uncovered multiple violations of team policies. However, a Celtics spokesperson said Friday that one of Udoka's multiple violations involved one woman, but a person with knowledge of the matter told the AP that it involved an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the organization. Republican candidate for governor Tudor Dixon joked about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's kidnapping case at a campaign event this week. Two men were convicted last month of plotting to kidnap Whitmer because they were angry about pandemic-related restrictions. Dixon said, "For someone so worried about being kidnapped, Gretchen Whitmer is good at taking businesses hostage." Former NFL superstar quarterback Brett Favre, who played for 20 seasons primarily with the Green Bay Packers, is also under fire for diverting or misusing state funds to build an indoor football facility and volleyball arena. The money was intended for a TANF fund, which was intended for needy families. The scandal at the University of Southern Mississippi has already caused John Davis, the former director of Mississippi's welfare agency, to plead guilty to federal and state charges that he conspired to spend tens of million dollars of welfare funds on sports facilities at the university. Text messages show Davis, Brett Favre, a former Mississippi governor, and others conspired to divert millions of dollars to the schools where Brett Favre's daughter attends. More charges are expected in the case. As you may know, Brett Favre owned over $138 million during his football career. I'll get through this without, I have some comments, but let me get through the news here because I want to say a few things. Excuse me. Russia is dealing with setbacks in its war on Ukraine. They've called up its citizens to fight in the war. 300,000 unprepared Russians have been forced to fight in the Ukraine war. We'll be hearing more about that. Hurricane news. I don't want to take away anything from Kimberly. But in Florida, Ron DeSantis has issued a state of emergency for the entire state of Florida as Hurricane Ian churns in the Caribbean Sea into a Category 4 storm. Store shelves are being emptied. Windows are being boarded up. specifically on the western or the Gulf Coast of Florida. The hurricane is expected to hit Florida on Thursday. Winds are expected to be around 130 miles an hour at landfall. And Canada is dealing with Fiona. Fiona caused catastrophic damage in the Caribbean, passed by Bermuda, but crashed into Canada's northern Atlantic coast. 8 houses were swept away in the rushing surge, and officials are still assessing more damage. Puerto Rico, still recovering from Maria about, 5 years ago, now Hurricane Fiona did even worse damage. It might not have caused the same amount of loss of life, but Fiona caused even worse damage. They have no water, no power, and this was all after Maria, so that means not much has been done in Puerto Rico since then. Okay, let me rewind here, go back to the Boston Celtics thing. I don't know how they released that information, but now what a hot mess. Now a lot of women that are part of the Celtics organization, they're under fire. Everybody's looking at them like, is it you? Is it you? Are you the one that had an affair with this guy? You know, they say that people had an affair. I just think that they just messed up this whole thing, how they released it. And somebody at the Celtics organization, needs to answer for this, because they're now, they said that many women in the organization have had to deal with all this speculation, and it's like everybody's trying to guess who was the woman, and it just puts those women, professional women, under unneeded scrutiny. And Brett Favre, okay, let's be fair. I know a radio program has already barred him from doing his show, but Brett Favre is worth over $100 million. Why is he trying to help divert or pressure officials to divert money in a scheme to divert money from Mississippi, is the poorest state in the country? How are they trying to take money away from the poor to build a volleyball arena and football facilities? I got text messages too, so you know more is going to be coming out, but just totally unnecessary. And my other comment is the Russia, I call it the war on Ukraine. It's not the war with Ukraine. It's the war on Ukraine. Mm-hmm. That they're losing and having problems and losing men and material. Now Russia, Vladimir Putin, now he wants to force 300,000 Russians to fight his war. They're going to be unprepared. A lot of them are going to die. And I think this is going to cause a major problem. It already has. You see how many people are running for the border and trying to get out of Russia right now. I think this may really cause some major problems for him. And I hope that they have what do they call it? Regime change in Russia. All right, Kimberly. You're up.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So, Michael, let me just, before I do my feel-good story, because I do have a feel-good story, after that news, first off, Brett Favre and everyone who diverted funds needs to go to jail. Yes, greedy.
One of them has already pleaded guilty. Right. The former director of their welfare agency has pleaded guilty already. Mm-hmm. So he's going to jail. Mm-hmm. So then there are going to be more. That
right.
That's a crime. What a crime in itself.
And yeah. So politically, and Henrietta knows this, and I'm sure Bishop Kathy knows this, and Michael, I know you know this, that when we're out on the political trail with candidates, out in the community, what have you, there's always this common thread that says the welfare queen, you know, folk of color, those are the ones that are the highest users of welfare. They're always scamming. We got to make sure they're not on drugs and that they're not out there buying big screen TVs. Remember when the pandemic was happening and people were getting benefits and everybody was talking about all the negative things that people were doing with it. And federal studies nationally have shown that all that money that was distributed to people that needed it in the country, that it brought children up out of poverty. And here you have a superstar, a sports superstar, who is worth $100+ million, along with the governor of Mississippi, the director of welfare fraud, of welfare services, and all the rest of these people have diverted this money that was needed. And then you so rightly said it, Michael, the poorest state in the nation, the last state in the nation for literacy, for jobs, for wealth in the country. If you there was a study that my friends and I were looking at cost of living and looking at salaries. If you made $200,000, you could live like a king in Mississippi, where if you made $200,000 and you were trying to live on the East Coast, it's a little bit different. But that's the disparity. I find it criminal. I find it to be a terrible thing, and I think people need to talk about it, just like we're talking about Ime Udoka. Udoka. I'm very disappointed. The Celtics had an excellent run last year.
He's a winning coach.
He's a black winning coach, and let's be honest, we don't have that many black winning coaches, and the fact that he did it in his first year was historic. I'm disappointed. I am struggling with, and I understand that it's a morality clause. I understand there are only three women that work for the Celtics organization, so I feel for the women who weren't a part of this. But we need details, and we need to understand why this really happened.
Yeah, they put it out.
It seems like it's more than that. And this whole notion, because on my social media feed, it's been, well, Nia Long was this beautiful woman. I'm like, they were engaged. They weren't actually married. And I'm not taking anything away from her saying that it was okay for him to cheat. But, you know, is this really a conversation about morality and cheating? Because we see this happening all the time. So are we really talking about this, or is it something else? And it seems like it's something else. And I saw a report that said some of his advances may have been unwanted, and if they were unwanted and turned into a relationship, that may be problematic. That might make him a predator. So I don't know. I don't want to say that's what it is, but it is concerning. I will talk about Hurricane Ian when I get back to the weather, but really quickly, I want to give you this feel-good story that I thought was wonderful. So I'm an author and a young man who spent a lifetime. The title is Author Spends Lifetime Searching for a Woman Who Taught Him to Read and Then She Surprised Him. Author Jamil John Kochai tried for years to reconnect with his second grade teacher, a woman who he credits with all the success he's had in life. He was a young immigrant who didn't know any English. It was Miss Lung who stayed after hours every day in their Sacramento Elementary School to teach Kochai one-on-one how to read and write, something she managed to do in just a year. It was something Kochai never forgot. But after moving to new schools and districts, he lost track of her. The more his career grew with success, the more he felt he had to reconnect with a special teacher who kickstarted his life as an author. After many years, he finally got to thank Miss Lung after a friend brought her to one of Kochai's book readings. This is Susan Lung. She taught me to read and write in a single year when I was 7 years old, he wrote on Twitter. I've been looking for Susan, hoping to thank her in person. It was more than 10 years that Kochai had been looking for his former teacher, 10 years of calling school districts, looking names and leads up on Google and social media, and visiting schoolhouses, all proved fruitless. He said he felt like a detective running into another dead end, as he explained in a Twitter thread. A few years earlier, after 99 Nights in Logar came out, someone reached out to me out of the blue on Facebook. It was Miss Lung's husband, he continued. Apparently, Alan Lung had heard about an article I wrote for Lit Hub where I mentioned Miss Lung. He asked me if I wanted to speak with her that night. They exchanged a phone call, but as it was during COVID-19 lockdown, they decided not to meet face-to-face. That moment finally came when, after years of turmoil and joyful events, both in Kochai's professional and family life, he was doing a book reading signing event for his new release book, The Haunting of Hajj Hotak and Other Stories, when Miss Long's husband, Alan, rushed up to me, introduced himself, and brought me over to Miss Long, and 7-year-old me finally got to hug my second grade teacher again. I thought that was an amazing story. He gave her a signed copy of his book and shared with her all the things that he wanted to say in terms of thanking her for the love and kindness that she gave him during that year.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes. Henrietta?
Well, you know what, Michael? I want to just kind of piggyback back on the situation with this coach on a political piece. You know, when you have leaders, and this just goes into the realm of leadership, like you can't be a leader and then you go out and you do something to defame that name. And I felt like, or I feel like that's exactly what he has done. And I think that everything in the law should be brought his way, because there's so many people who receive all this money, like Kim was saying, and they are breaking, you know, they're cracking down on a lot of this PPE loan money. And they're hitting the people that, you know, of course you're poorer than someone who has $158 million. But at the same time, I think some of the same laws need to apply to anybody who misuses that money. Being that Mississippi is one of the poorest cities, cities in the nation, like how do you predatorize people like that? And it's just like, how do you do that? How do you take money from people who can actually use it? Like, you didn't even need to have it. Like, you didn't need it. So I feel like
he could have just went to the bank and made a withdrawal and paid for some of that stuff himself.
Exactly. To take the money that we could be used toward other entities and use it for your personal entities, I just feel like he needs to be put on blast. Like, he needs to be put on blast. And, you know, it's one of those things that if I had done or you had done or anybody that we know would have done it, it would be on the news, and it would stay on the news, because your face would never go away. So, you know, I feel like on the political end, I don't care how big he is in football or whatever it is he played, he did something he shouldn't have done, and he needs to pay for that. And he needs to be the world needs to know why he did it. And anybody else like him, all those who didn't need it and got it and misused it need to be put on front. So we need to know who these people are, because these are people supposed to lead us or in the sports world, lead children and help children who has that same dream he has to be where he is. You're doing stuff like this. You're taking food out of their mouth, basically. That's what you did.
Well, you know, the worst part about this, Henrietta, is that the former governor and the head of the welfare agency and Brett Favre and others, they were all involved in this. And the former head of the welfare agency, he's already been charged corruption already. So there's going to be more to come with this, we need to talk about Brett Favre too.
Exactly. So that's my two cents on that, but I do want to talk about some of the things that happened on yesterday. Yesterday was the Millennial Roundtable monthly meeting, which was awesome because they formally, during one of our conversations, have made me an honorary millennial. So I'm now an honorary millennial for Roy McAllister's Millennial Roundtable.
That's nice.
Congratulations.
I wish I could pull off and be considered young like that, you know?
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
A millennial.
Had a weekly meeting. Yeah, Millennial Roundtable 2022, and the conversation was around the why are we not voting? So we're sticking with this topic because we started the topic last month, and it got a lot of attention. People, you know, the audience came in. We have public officials coming out, and, you know, they really want to talk about this because, of course, it will affect them moving forward as well. So we have this conversation yesterday. Monique Baker McCormick was there. There were other elected officials there. There were people who worked for elected officials there. A lot of elected officials and their staff are showing up at this particular meeting around this this topic. I'm sorry. And it was amazing to hear the feedback from the elected officials. Oh, Keith Williams was there. I'm sorry. Keith Williams was there. Monique Baker McCormick, Dennis Bryant, Robert Olive. Again, it was one of those conversations where you really wanted to be in the room to talk about it and to give your feedback. So I was happy to be there. My daughter was supposed to be one of the speakers, but unfortunately she was called to duty, so she couldn't attend, but she will be attending next month. Moving from there, we went to the precinct. The 12th Congressional District had a meeting with talking about the precinct delegates, which that was an amazing event. And Monique Baker McCormick was also there. It was just a lot of elected officials. You had Mary Kavanaugh. We had a lot of elected officials in the House yesterday talking about and introducing themselves to us, because you know, Michael, as precinct delegates, we are the go-to to make some of the decisions on whether or not these candidates are people we want to push forward in representing our community. So that was what was going on the political front yesterday. And we got a couple of more events coming up, and I will keep everyone in touch on what is going on. Moving into this election, we had, there was 12 days, maybe 13 days to the election, maybe, because it's out. No, I'm sorry.
We got another month. Yep, another month.
We got another month. I'm sorry. I was thinking we were in October. It's so cold. I'm like, okay, we're in October because it's so cold. But, yeah, we do have a month, maybe a month and a couple of weeks before the election, and we're really pushing, making sure that people get out, especially for the governor race, because everyone who did the primary for your local race have won their seats back. So they're just kind of like coasting right on into that election. But you still have to get out and vote, because those who have competitors, you want to get out and make sure that the person you push through in the primary, make sure that they get that seat in November. But if you are an incumbent who, you know, you won your primary, you're pretty much set, and that's still, you know, you still want to get out and vote and support them as
well.
That's
right. You can't just assume that governor's race is one
to look at. Yeah, because we have, for the Supreme Court Justice, Bernstein and Bolden, and I know them two personally, and let me tell you, you want to put them on the Supreme Court. You really want to put them on the Supreme Court, because we're trying to keep our right to life bill in place for Michigan. Due to the Roe versus Wade, Michigan wants to still be able to have that protection, and that comes from our Supreme Court. Although the higher courts can still make that decision, we can still use our Supreme Court to keep our rights in place. So we want to make sure we have the right Supreme Court people in place, not only to fight for human rights and pro-choice rights, but other rights. You talk about criminal justice. We talk about housing. We talk about education. These two are the fighters for us to keep those bills and those laws in place that's going to help the people. And then we have, of course, Jocelyn Benson and Dana Nessel, who's rerunning for their seats. We definitely want to keep those two strong powerhouses in their seats.
Just vote all Democratic.
So it is important that everybody get out. Definitely. We want our governor, Gretchen, back, because, you know, who else can do it better than Gretchen?
That's right.
Literally,
that's
who else
can
do it? Did you guys hear what Tuna Dixon said about her yesterday on the radio or in this little interview?
It was just part of our news.
That was crazy.
We said she was making fun of the kidnapping case. Yes. We got Missionary Humphrey. She's waiting in the side room here to come on. Let me just say this. We covered that about Tudor Dixon. I can't wait for this thing. I told the governor yesterday that, I can't wait for this to be over and to have her back in for the next 4 years. We'll talk about that a little bit when we get into community highlights. Let me go with Chaplain real quickly before we go to Missionary Humphrey. Go ahead, Chaplain Steph and Kathy.
Hey, all righty. Well, the first thing that I would like to stress is what I say in regards to the scandals and schemes that's going on. Why would they wait so long? People need to stop waiting and start saying something the moment that they see something wrong that's going on. There's no way that this could have been going on for as long as it's been, and everybody who ate off of it and benefited from it Now somebody probably just got mad and now they want to expose it. So it's important that people start speaking up on things when they know it to be, when they know it to be wrong and right why it's happening.
Yeah.
You can put better safeguards in place and in positions when you confront in a situation right then. People
that's
need
true.
To stop being silent to the things that's going on to black people. And black people need to stop being silent to the people that are, even so that are black, that are doing this to their own people. We need to really look into this, man, because people like pockets is getting lined, and now when they get mad, now somebody want to try to expose something and leak something. That be the part of that that gets me. Anyone familiar with Donna Brandenburg, she's a candidate, Republican candidate for governor, I'm told, and Barry Altman, who's running for the senator seat. I'm gonna be meeting with them today. I'm a precinct delegate representing precinct 345, and I'm a Democrat. So I'm gonna love to have a chat with Ms. Donna Brandenburg because if you see my Facebook picture, you're gonna see a big Gretch. Big Gretch. That's who I roll, that's who I rock with, and that's why I tell everybody to vote for. God bless you all today.
Great. Thank you. Let them know, Chaplain. Let them know.
I sure will.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace, it was amazing, so very amazing.
This is Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Founder Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Missionary Humphrey is a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She's Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Macron. Good morning to the rest of my staff. Good morning to the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad to be alive, to be talking to so many people. God bless all of you that are here today. Thank God for Jesus. I'm excited today, for this is the Lord's Day. I'm mighty happy about it. All right?
Amen, yes. And it's good to, you know, the team is here, fired up and ready to go. Let me go down the list. Let me just say something. Let me go to Henrietta first, our political analyst, care advocate. But congratulations, Henrietta Ivy, for being one of the best delegates. You were selected as one of the best delegates. There's going to be a recognition ceremony coming up in December. Congratulations, and we're so proud of you on the Sunday morning team. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you so very much. I am so humble and honored to be amongst one of the recognizable community workers. It's something I love to do, and I will continue to do until God called me to my glory at 100 years old. So let's say that.
Amen.
And I want to say good morning to my inspiration, the missionary, the amazing, awesome, dynamic missionary Hattie Humphrey. You are more than my spiritual ambassador. You are my spiritual mother, and I tell you, I truly do mimic myself after you. I live a lot of my life by the words that you have taught me in these last 7 years that we've known each other. I think it was been seven. It might have been a little less, but I'm going to add some in there anyway. So thank you so
And
we're still here.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I think we might have lost we lost our sound, Henrietta. Great. And then our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcast from the Bachelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly Bachelor Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's so great to hear you and be on the air with you. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and hello, Detroit.
And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you again, Mike. Good morning to the team. Good morning to Detroit. And hello, Mother. Hello, Head Missionary. God bless you. It's always good to hear your voice. Well, when we hear your voice, that's a confirmation that God is still in the blessing business. I wish I had just a little bit of help on here today.
Amen.
God bless you, Missionary. God bless
yes,
you.
Yes, I don't know anybody as young as this 94-year-old who gets up and sounding so
that's
energetic
right.
this morning, gets around, still driving, still walks everywhere and dances and all that. There's nobody like Missionary Humphrey. I just got a note from Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. She's probably listening because she's been texting me. She's under the weather this morning. I understand. I'm regretting some of the plans I made today because I really wanted to stay in and sleep in today myself. But she said she's been kind of slowed down for the past week. But we are praying for her. But we know she goes a lot. Evangelist Christy Laster, you know, she's and then she does a lot of traveling out of state, ministering to special guest speakers and all that. Missionary, you know what that's all about.
Yes, I do. She's been doing that ever since they were brought up in the church, and she's been doing. No matter if you're brought up in the church, you have to have a relationship with God yourself.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of the team that we have with us today. They have a relationship with God, and he'll take you through. Whatever trials and tribulation you're going through, he'll take you through. And I like the team. We're not only thinking of ourselves, but we're thinking about the people across the country and across the world.
Yes, yes, and for sure. All right, I just wanted to let Kimberly, what's the weather like this week? I know we got a lot of hurricane stuff going on all over the place. There's as I was talking about earlier, affecting Canada, affecting Florida, the Caribbean. What's it like around here too?
So right now it is 58, our current temperature. Some of you may be experiencing rain. The sun seems like it wants to peek out just a little bit. I see a few rays coming out. But today's high will be 67. And I know about a week ago, we were looking at still 80. So what a change in a week.
Yeah.
But a high today of 67 with more showers likely today with a low of 52. Tomorrow, more scattered showers with a high of 63 and a low of 48. On Tuesday, more chance of showers, a high of 58, a low of 45. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 59 and a low of 43. On Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 64 and a low of 45. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 47. And next Saturday, October 1st, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 68 and a low of 49. And just to piggyback on what you were saying, Michael, about the hurricane, right now it has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour with gusts up to 65 miles per hour early Sunday morning. They are still expecting Ian to rapidly intensify as we head throughout the day and into Monday, as well becoming a major hurricane before making landfall on the western tip of Canada. Of the western tip of Cuba as a Category 3 hurricane. Once Ian enters the Gulf of Mexico, they are expecting additional strengthening to a Category 4 hurricane before we start to see the system weaken heading into late next week with a forecast landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida. So it's heading towards Cuba and then, of course, into the Gulf of Mexico where it will strengthen and then going to Florida. And then they're saying that it could possibly make a historic trek all the way eastward up to Canada, which is unusual.
You know, I got so used to telling us about it was going to be 83 today, 84 tomorrow, 90 on Wednesday.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Sunny.
Yes.
I got used to those nice warm.
Mm-hmm.
This was a beautiful summer.
This was
a great summer here in Detroit this year. This was
we had nothing
to complain about. It never got too hot. It never got too cold. You know, it was just right up there around, around 80 degrees, 75, 80 degrees. It was great. We had a couple warm days, but it was really great. Kimberly, also, did you want to add anything about the spirit of giving? I know we told people to block off the December 9th, this is as Missionary knows also, this is our biggest event at Franklin Wright.
This is our biggest event. Missionary Hattie Humphrey will be there. I will be there. Michael, you'll be there. Henrietta and Bishop and Christy Laster, I hope you will be there and join us. This is an event where we celebrate the spirit of giving. So we celebrate unsung heroes who do wonderful things in the community that oftentimes people don't necessarily hear about. And we celebrate the organization and all the things that we do. And we get dressed up. We have great food. We have a great time. And it is for a great mission and an organization that truly has just taken care of the community, especially during these last 2 years.
Kimberly, I just thought of something. We just recognized, Commissioner McCormick has recognized Henrietta for her work as a delegate. But Franklin Wright is recognizing, one of the people that we're recognizing is Missionary Hattie Humphrey.
That's
awesome. Beautiful.
Yes, we are.
In December.
So
we got to make sure and let everybody know we do have an award Sunday morning team now. Come on. I'm going to have to start adding that award winning to it.
Yes,
you know?
You are. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Missionary comes from our greatest generation, and
she has laid
the foundation for
There's a reason why they call it the greatest generation. There is a reason.
That's right.
It's not just because of World War II and all the veterans that fought in the war, but it's people like Missionary Humphrey who sacrificed and dedicated their life to helping others. And Missionary's been doing this for a long time. And we're just glad that Missionary is the part of the Sunday morning team. And I'm so proud to be a co-host with her for decades now.
I just want to say this, since you brought that up. Back in Coleman Young Day, I think, but I was quite young, along with Martha Jean back in those days. We had some tough roads ahead. It was good, but I had people like y'all kept carrying me on because I really wasn't an educated person, but God was educated in my brains and mind in those days.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that Franklin Wright is here and is in the community, and great that we have such a great leader, President and CEO Monique Marks. The success of this organization would not be here if it wasn't for her, because I can tell you this. Right through the pandemic, I thought, a lot of organizations, a lot of companies faltered and fell and stumbled during the pandemic. They lost income. They lost momentum. But wasn't it powerful how Franklin Wright actually grew in income and stature during the pandemic? And that
took
some dedication.
Under the leadership of Monique Marks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And to that meant that even though they were not able to go to the office and work like normal, that means that she was working from home. And the executive leaders of Franklin Wright were at home working hard to keep things going, keep the money coming in, keep the grants coming in. It's amazing how they're able to do. And that's why it's so appropriate that she continues to win awards, too, because I saw just won another humanitarian award of the year. A couple of weeks ago, too. So we just need to make sure we recognize all the award winners this morning, let me tell you. All right.
That's right. We got some dynamic people around us.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. God-fearing, and I love the fact that we're all a children of God. Like, and I don't take that word as a cliche, but I say it with all honesty and respect that we are a God-abiding group of people. Like, we really
and
are.
God-fearing.
And that's why
something
happened in our favor. And I tell people to be obedient to God is to be favorable. And that's just how we get favored. In every step we take, we're going to be favored because we're obedient to God and His word.
And to recognize that it is His power and He is the one that is allowing us and giving us the tools necessary to be successful. You know, there are a lot of people out here that got successful and they just attribute it to themselves. They just say, I did this on my own. Nobody helped me. I did this. And they don't give any reference to God at all. And I'm telling you, God is in there. He's listening and He's watching.
And that's why that scripture says.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bishop.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you got to go. Say it. I'll say it after you.
No, I just wanted, and it was on my heart, and I just happened to find a scripture, and it's 1 Timothy 4:15, and it says, ponder over the things, be absorbed in them, so that your advancement may be plainly seen by all people. That particular scripture hit me because of what we're doing, what we're talking about now. The works that we are doing will be plainly seen by all people, and that's just how God works. When you ponder, which means you working over you're into the things that you're doing to make things better for others. And when you're pondering over those things, when you're trying to fix it, when you're sitting there, you're thinking about it, how you're going to fix it and how you're going to get it out to the communities and how you're going to get it out to the congregation, however you're trying to ponder over to make sure that the people hear it, get it, and absorb it. God will plainly let the world see what you're doing. You don't have to be... Your recognition will come from those who recognize your work, but it's through God that they recognize you so they can have others recognize you as well. So that's why that particular scripture stood out for me, and I want to just say that.
Well, great.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad that you mentioned that, but I want to go back in on what we say. That's why the Bible says that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, that I is God. God has to be put, and He has to be there. God is a jealous God, and I don't know why a lot of us tend to forget that. And so we got to be careful. It don't matter what we do in life. It matter what we say. When we saying something right, it's because God is the ruler of everything that is said and stands for good. God bless you. I just wanted to put that on you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let me add to that. Since I live quite alone, you told the truth, boy.
Bless you.
Yes. I also wanted to mention another of our longtime supporters, Attorney Cliff Pascoe. You know, he's been in business for over 40 years, and it's very close to how long he has been supporting Missionary and the work that she does and the radio programs. Attorney Cliff Pascoe is one of the top, really, Jewish lawyers in the area.
In the country.
But then, didn't he get Christian Man of the Year once? I never got over that part. He got an award as a Christian Man of the Year. That just shows you the influence he has in Metro Detroit. And Cliff Pascoe, he's a good friend to the program, and of course he's been supporting Missionary and keeps her on the radio for so long.
Did Micah just want to say,
is Heather Pascoe his daughter?
Huh?
Is Heather Pascoe his daughter?
Oh,
I don't know his daughter.
I don't think so. But I do want to say we let me share this when I had him in as young. We all were young. Reverend Franklin was living in those days, long time ago. So much. I don't think of the old thing until y'all come up. Then I realize I'm old, but I don't feel like it. I really don't feel like it.
Yep. Sometimes, that's good. That's a good thing. You know. Missionary is one of those people, the only time she'll be in a nursing home is to help some of the other residents. That's the only time she'll be.
Absolutely.
To help the old people in there.
That's because I got all of you young people got my back. God bless you today.
And that is true. That is true. You know, when you think of Missionary, when it comes to like an assisted living center or nursing home, she's going to be there to visit, to give, to pray for, and to give guidance to the people that live in there. She's not going to be in there, okay?
That just
shows you that it can be a state of mind, you know. It's a state of mind, but she is still young as ever. I know some 60 and 70-year-olds that act so much older and slower, and it is true. So here's the number for Attorney Cliff Pascoe, 248-353-7750, 248-353-7750. And, he has expert professionalism and knowledge in malpractice suits, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights. So that's our attorney, Cliff Pascoe, and that number is 248-353-7750. Missionary, let's hear from the Sunday morning team. Let me start off with Henrietta as we wrap up with about 8 more minutes left on Community Highlights. Henrietta.
No, I'm sorry. My phone, for some reason, keep going in and out. I'm trying to adjust it so I can continue on, hear you guys. But it keeps going in and out, and it keeps stopping, and then it pop back in, so I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that. It keeps dropping, and then we have to connect on. But so far, it's lasting long enough, so we just got a few more minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you hear you. I know you were out yesterday, and did you have anything else that you wanted to include for today before we go down the list here?
Just to remind everyone that, November 8th is the general election. We are working hard. We have our elected officials out working hard. They're out here, and they're communicating, and they're connecting with the community, and, to get everybody out to vote, to talk about the importance of it. And we just want to keep that momentum up until the day of. We have Gretchen Whitmer running again for governor, and we have Dana Nessel, and we have Johnston Benson. We have Richard Bernstein, and we have Kyra Harris-Bolden on the ballot for our top gubernatorial race. All our local elected officials who have moved into the general election, we still need to be making sure we get out and vote for them in the November 8th election. So just, reminding our listening audience and ourselves that this is an important year. Every election year is important. Just want to make sure we're using our power to make sure we move our community.
Yes, and I just love the energy. And Governor Whitmer, she's so bright and energetic, and has this nice, just a nice big smile, and she just comes in with that winning, like she just won the Super Lotto, you know. So I was in an event yesterday, and she walked in the door, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and she came directly to me as she walked in the door, shook my hand, and we had a little short conversation in front of a whole big group of people that had circled around us when she came in. But I just love when she walks into a room. She knows what she's doing. And I tell my candidates, when you walk into a room, when you walk into a church, when you walk into an event, walk in like you just won. Walk in smiling, energetic, and happy, because you are going to be presenting those people, and you need to lift them up and give them some hope and excitement, and that's exactly what she did yesterday. I would say she's one of the best politicians I've ever seen. One of the best.
Oh, come here.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Kimberly.
Come in. I'm on the radio.
So, good morning again.
Don't bother.
I want to piggyback a little bit on what you guys were saying. You guys are, you know, it's exciting to hear all the things that are happening on the campaign trail and hearing the great energy. And yes, even when we see gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon making these ludicrous statements, and we wonder, you know, who are the people that you're talking to? I, on my show, the Kim B. Davis Show, have been talking about anger and talking about people not having mental illness.
Anything.
And the scripture that I want to give you today is 1 Peter 3:9. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessing. I want people to remember to not let people knock them off their square. And I keep having this conversation with people when we talk about driving. And people are saying, you know, people are just angry. They get behind the wheel. They're barreling down on your bumper. And if you're not going fast enough, they're blaring their horn at you. And if you happen to cross over to the next lane, they're cussing you out because you cut them off. And it wasn't that you intended to do it. We still have construction, all these things. But so many people just really need to take a break or take a breath and step back. And as missionary says, pray about everything. But if you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry?
That's true. I'm glad you said that, Kimberly, because, you know, when those people come up behind me, forcing me out of the way or cutting me off or yelling at me, I'm one of those people, I do not respond. I don't get, you know, so many people respond the same way, and that's why we end up with this road rage. If you just don't get into it with them, that – because it takes two to tango. It takes two to fight.
Yep.
And when I don't get, matter of fact, in most my daily interactions, I won't argue. Remember the story. I went at a laundromat when my washer and dryer went out once, and I went to a laundromat and I was washing and drying my clothes. So they were in the drying phase, and it looked like it was over. So I went up to it because I saw I had some brown jeans in there, and it looked like they were done and it looked like mine. So I went up, opened it up, and I realized, oh no, this is not mine. It's the one next to me. And the guy whose clothes it was, I said, I'm sorry. It looked like mine. Mine's over here. And I closed it back and everything was fine. He was so upset. He was cussing and complaining, you know, and I didn't even, you know, I apologized and closed it back up. Didn't take anything out of there. About 15, 20 minutes later, I'm sitting there and I heard somebody yelling and complaining and cussing in another aisle. Do you know he was the same guy complaining about me mistaking his stuff? And I never said anything because I didn't want to fuel it on. Because obviously, and I was wondering, why is this guy still, what's going on in his life that he has to still talk about this 20 minutes later and so angry, cussing and mumbling? I was stunned that he was still talking about me. You know, even after I apologized and I had opened it up, looked in and saw that it wasn't mine, I closed it back. He was sitting there, and I said, "I'm sorry," you know, and I'm like, "You know, what was wrong?" I said, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It looked like mine, but it's not," and closed it back. Mm-hmm. And he's still 20 minutes later. He's still, so you don't know what's going on in people's minds, in their life. You know, you don't know what they're dealing with, and you don't. And the moment you respond, you're taking it to another level. So sometimes you just have to let it go, you know? Let it go.
Absolutely.
All right, Chaplain, some parting words.
Yes. I'm working while I'm on the radio. Ain't God good? Well, you can work and stream on the radio at the same time.
Amen.
See, I like that right there. That's what I do. I get up every day and I just think of the goodness of God. I think of the things that I'm able to do and the things that we all can do. Greater is He that is in you than he that is of this world. God is, he said, to be angry, but sinneth not. So I encourage everyone, direct your anger to a feeling of jubilation, because a frown is nothing but an upside down smile. I wish I had a little help on here today.
Amen.
So God bless you all.
Yeah.
God bless you all. Stay focused. Missionary, I love you dearly. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes. And I like, you know, this, most of our conversations are unscripted. We, you know, we don't plan on some of the things that we say here and it just comes together. But what I think what we've taken away from today is that God is the leader in our lives. He's taking action. That's why we can accomplish things. That's why we can go to school. That's why we get degrees. That's why we get a job. That's why we have what we have. It's through Him. And, you know, there are a number of passages in the Bible. You know, I'm not a Bible scholar or anything like that, but I know that there are a scripture that says, and I think it's in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, if I'm not mistaken, something about you know, that God is working for it. It's God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Chapter 2, verse 13. And that's if I'm not, you know, in error here.
Well, I wish you stop. Y'all don't never get on him. Y'all will never get on Mike when he go on that run. And that's something. He always go on that run and no, y'all don't say nothing.
You know,
y'all get so quiet when that bishop starts to speaking. Bishop Michael Van Tour.
We want him to get his message out, Bishop Taplin. That's why.
All right.
I just think it's just from hanging around people like Missionary Hattie Humphrey. You know, you have to be careful who your friends are. And I have some of the best friends in the world. You know, like Missionary Hattie Humphrey, some of these preacher people out here, you know, Chaplain Kathy and others, and of course the Sunday morning team, who is a positive influence on me. Missionary Hattie Humphrey, got any closing words? I know you're getting ready to head out the door.
Yes, I just want to say to all of my friends and family, keep having faith in God. Having faith in God moves the mountains. And I want you to read Mark 11:22-23. Have faith in God and take the Lord God with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere you
go.
Yes, Lord.
Always well.
Yes, we had a great morning. Thank you, Sunday morning team. Thank you, missionary Hattie Humphrey. And I hope that you all have a beautiful Sunday today. And I just love the conversations, and I just love talking to the Sunday morning team. God bless you all. Have a great day today.
You
too.
God
bless.
Bless
you all.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace. It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace, it was amazing, so very amazing. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, now I can see. Amazing grace, amazing. Oh, glad that I know about it. It was amazing. Oh.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be.
He was feeling under the weather. I said, you know what? I'm feeling under the weather myself, you know.
My name is Victory, that you relax.